from the sublime to the ridiculous in one fell swoop, swell foop. We're back.
We are back. You are listening to Bronco Babble with the Lukester and the Janerator.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Luke.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Are you going to binge on tryptophans tomorrow?
Well, yes, I am. You know, I was not supposed to be here. I was supposed to be in California.
Yeah, but you're here. Yay.
But I'm here.
I'm so glad.
Yes, I postponed my trip. And the reason I stayed was because the Broncos won.
Seriously?
No.
Just didn't want to breathe all that smoke.
Yeah, I just didn't want to breathe all that smoke.
Yeah. But they won.
But they won.
Nice.
And it was such a good game.
Von Miller with an interception.
Yes.
He was kind of slow on that return.
He was. But he's not known for his speed. And that's
just his shiftiness.
Exactly.
He's a shifty dude.
Yeah. But that was an amazing game.
Yes, it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. It was so good to stuff a sock in Philip Rivers' mouth.
It sure was.
It's like, and the sock was orange and blue.
Exactly. And he's such a crybaby, Philip Rivers.
I know. What a whiner.
Yeah, he is a whiner.
I was reading that he specifically called out Chris Harris.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you more.
Okay.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Heard of winding rivers, right?
No.
Whining.
And we don't mean the alcoholic.
Right. No, he's a whiner.
Anyway.
Who is this?
Secondary, bad, still bad. What's going on there?
Yeah, we have to figure that out. Also not too good on third down.
No.
Right, but we had... Go on.
Think the coaching's getting better?
Well, maybe the coaching hasn't been as bad as we thought all this time, because it's like everybody's saying, they're like 3 plays away from a 7-3 record.
Right.
So now we're starting to see that.
And also, we got screwed on some of those penalties. Especially,
that's true, we did.
Yeah. I mean, the one where Case Keenum scored. You know.
I agree.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Frank from Carbondale.
Hi, Frank.
Hello,
from
Frank.
Carbondale.
Who are we playing this weekend, or are we?
Steelers.
We are, Steelers. They're coming here.
Okay, I'm going to make a quick prediction.
Yes, please.
It's not that quick.
Okay. No, obviously not. You just take your time, Frank.
Broncos 24, Steelers 23.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's at Mile High, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 I thought so.
I like that prediction.
Not a bad one, huh?
No.
Yeah. We'll see if you win, Frank.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to go. You guys have fun on your show.
Okay. Right. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Speaking of winning Bronco Babble.
I won. Yay.
You did.
I won last week. What was my score?
You and Jake were the only two people that predicted the Broncos.
Oh, I thought it was you and I.
No, I said Chargers.
Oh.
So it was you and Jake.
Right.
And Jake's Bronco prediction was 31 or 34 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And yours was almost exactly right.
I know.
And so you were the winner.
I know. I'm
That's
so excited.
Your second
I
time get, this year.
Yep. I get bonus points.
Everybody else
for being so close.
The Chargers, including me.
Yep.
See,
now, Jake was supposed to be here today. I don't know. Maybe he's still working.
Maybe he'll call.
Yeah, or maybe he'll call. Yeah. But yeah, I am a winner.
Your second time.
Yep.
I haven't won yet, Jane. What's up with that?
You mean this year you haven't won yet?
This year, I
well, because you're yet. That's because you bet against the Broncos.
Well, but that was the first time. All those times where I could have bet against the Broncos,
yeah,
I didn't, and
that's
of course
true.
I lost.
That's
and
true.
And now, of course, when they pull one out, that victory, by the way, against the Chargers last Sunday was worth that. That was that victory cost $17 million.
Why?
Well, because it was Case Keenum's victory. Right?
Right.
And that's how much we're paying him this year.
Oh.
So that victory was worth $17 million.
Oh, my God.
Let's hope he can whittle that down on a per diem basis.
But that was weird. I felt like someone was behind me.
Oh, maybe there's a ghost in the
studio. I think
there's
a ghost in the studio.
Is it the ghost of...
I felt like he tapped me on the back.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Wow. Well, speaking of otherworldly events, I had a Broncos dream the other day.
Really?
Yeah. And I was really happy because I thought maybe I'd sort of given up hope on the Broncos this year. And, you know, like I was kind of kicking myself and going, well, you know, maybe you're just a fair weather fan. Kind of wondering, right?
Yeah. What was the dream?
Well, I dreamed that I went to a Broncos game and I got to the parking lot and the parking lot was vast. It was from as far as the eye could see was a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And so I found a spot and I started following everybody into the stadium. And strangely enough, I didn't have any dream. Any part of the dream was not the game.
It was before the game in the
and
parking
after,
lot.
And when after the game, I went out to the parking lot and I could not find my truck.
Oh, geez.
And I thought it was I couldn't find it. And it was
well,
awful.
If it was so vast, I mean, and was it full of other cars?
Yes.
Oh,
and I couldn't find my truck, and I was getting desperate, and just as desperate as I felt with, recent Bronco Sundays. But
well, I'm glad it was only a dream, Lukester.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, it's sort of, I don't know. I hope it's not a prophetic dream.
I hope not, too.
Because I'd love to go to a Broncos game and not lose my truck.
Yeah. 963-2976. If you want to babble about the Broncos or give us a call and talk about your turkey or place a bet for this week. We're playing the Steelers. Uh-oh.
The Steelers are good, man.
They're tough, but
you know, what is it about the Steelers? They're good year after year after year.
I know.
They're doing something right.
Well, they've got a couple good players on their team and a good coach, I think.
But not Le'Veon Bell. That's right. They
traded him.
Well, they didn't trade him. They refused to report. They gave him the franchise tag.
Right.
And he decided that he wasn't going to do that.
Right.
And so they didn't get anything for him, and he didn't report.
Right.
So who knows? Maybe that'll be a good thing for his career. But, you know, the Steelers got lucky because they found somebody who's maybe as good as Le'Veon Bell.
Right. What's his name again?
Connor, I think. James Connor.
James Connor.
And he's from the University of Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So he's a hometown boy.
Yeah.
Just like our hometown boy,
Philip Lindsay, who did amazing.
Didn't he? Two touchdowns.
Week. Yes.
Yeah.
And
he had 11 rushes for 79 yards and 4 catches for 27. And there was a great picture in the Denver Post of him with the Mile High salute.
Oh, really?
It was great.
Oh, I love that guy. He's so, and plus he's so chill and he's so, you know, he doesn't have his, well, I can't say that on the air. I just stopped myself. but what about Case Keenum and who seriously got that safety?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did. I mean, the ball crossed the line before he went down.
Yeah.
We got some bad calls.
We got a couple bad calls, but they still found a way to win. And that's what was so great about the game.
I know.
You know, they finally did it.
Yep.
It's like those first two games, those against Seattle and Oakland, when Case came back last minute.
Right.
So actually, maybe this victory wasn't worth 17. It was... He's had 3 victories that we wouldn't have won without Case Keenum.
Yeah,
probably.
That's true.
So, you know, I think we might be getting our money's worth.
Well, I hope so. And apparently, we still have a slim chance to get into the playoffs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
They have to win out, though.
I think they have to win the rest of their games.
Right.
But
that's
we'll
a
see.
Tall order.
I know.
You know,
963-2976. If you want to babble,
the last time we beat the Steelers in Mile High Stadium, Tim Tebow threw a touchdown pass in the last quarter or in overtime, maybe to Demaryius Thomas to win the game. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the Steelers.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have Tim Tebow anymore.
Nope.
Nor do we have
Tim Tebow to kick around anymore.
Exactly.
No more Timmy.
And no more Oh, speaking of Demaryius Thomas, how did he play? Do you know last week?
I sort of lost touch with him.
I did too. I'm curious.
He had a bye week to study up, so presumably he knew where to line up.
But wait, last week was his bye week?
No.
Oh.
After the Bronco game, they had a bye week.
Oh, okay.
So just like us.
Gotcha.
And then, so he was able to study up, so hopefully. But, you know, he's got a good young quarterback down there to throw him some passes, and maybe he'll do well down there.
I only wish him well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was
I do.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't too obnoxious.
No.
Like Aqib. I saw a picture of Aqib Talib courtside with Von Miller at a Denver Nuggets game.
Oh, really?
During the bye. And you could just tell Aqib, he's just got that menacing sparkle in his eye.
He hasn't played all season.
Oh.
For the Rams. He got hurt.
I knew that, but I thought he played a couple games. No?
I think he might have played a couple games, and maybe he did in the beginning.
So the Rams didn't need to spend $14 million on Aqib. They didn't need him after all.
I know.
They're doing great.
Yeah, they're doing really
good. Speaking of the Rams, how about that Chiefs
that
game?
That game was amazing, wasn't it? Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but I heard the fourth quarter.
Ugh.
And I was pretty amazed. I wouldn't call it a classic game because it was too sloppy for that. But it was fun as hell.
It was really fun and really amazing. And And Mahomes, cojones, he lost. Yay! Because I'm a Rams fan after the Broncos.
Yeah.
But he is so good, and Goff is so good. I mean, what I love about the Rams is they have a lot of creative plays. Although we had one creative play.
I was just going to say, the punter passing for the first down.
Exactly.
That was great. Yeah,
that,
thinking outside the box sometimes works.
That's what we need to do more
of. I agree.
Yep. And that's what the Rams do a lot. And I love their coach. Yeah, he's an outside the box thinker, and he really, really knows football.
Do you think that game was a Super Bowl preview, Jane?
Well, who was I talking to about
yesterday? Chiefs versus Rams.
I think I was talking to Sarah. Hold on. Okay.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hi. I have a friend here who wants to do a score for this weekend.
Okay. Who is this?
Oh, this is Gavin, but my friend Kevin wants to enter in the contest.
Okay, cool. Hi, Kevin.
So, Kevin, what's your pick? Is it 21-14?
Yeah.
He thinks Broncos 21-14 this Sunday.
Okay, where does Kevin live?
Carbondale.
Oh, he does? Why doesn't he?
His name is spelled K-E-V-E-N.
Oh, okay. Why doesn't he want to talk on the air?
Well, he's shy. He doesn't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah. You know, it's a daunting thing to be talking to the Janerator.
And the Lukester.
Especially after Jane apparently has psionic powers and she can predict football scores.
Yeah. She's getting good.
Yeah. Do you have a pick yourself, Gavin?
I'm not a big football fan, but I just wanted to give Kevin his chance. And
okay. Well, don't be shy next time, Kevin. Just give us a call. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
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 963-2976. If you're too shy to call, you can talk to us off the air, and we will communicate what you want to say on the air.
So we were talking about the punter throwing a pass.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That was incredible. That's when Sarah and I, because we discuss this a lot, we have a caller.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hello, this is Jake.
Hey,
Jake.
Yeah, I'm just getting off work, so I won't be able to be there in person.
Okay.
It happens to the best of us,
yes,
don't it, Jake?
Yes, it does. Sure does.
Yeah, and the worst of us as well.
Yeah.
Well, okay, the worst of us don't need to work, damn
no.
it. What's up with that?
Yeah. So
here's my thought.
Okay.
Because I did call in.
All right, what's your thought?
Okay, my thought is not necessarily about the next game, but...
Talk into your phone, into your phone, because we can't hear you.
Is this better? Can
yes.
You hear me
now? Yes.
Okay, so I'm wondering if the Broncos are now in a position to, looking ahead, to trade Von Miller for a franchise quarterback or a really high draft pick.
Who would they trade? Vaughn?
Yeah. No, they would trade Von Miller for a good quarterback.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, why not?
Well, I love the idea of getting a franchise QB, Jake, but, you know, one of the valuable things about Vaughn sticking around is he's able to mentor Bradley Chubb for a while.
Yes, and also he's a leader, and he is so good, and I think he still has many more good years in him. So I like the idea, too, but I don't like the choice of trading Vaughn.
But the only way you're going to get a franchise quarterback is by trading somebody like Von Miller. You're not going to get a good quarterback by just trading an average guy. You've got to trade a superstar.
Well, but they could also tank and then get a high draft choice.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
What do you mean tag him? I don't
tank.
Know. Tank. What
is it? T-A-N-K.
Tank. The Broncos could tank. They could lose
Right. They could lose the rest of their games and have a really high draft pick.
Well, look at Paxton Lynch. Wasn't he a high draft pick?
Good point. There you go. That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the idea.
Okay.
At all.
Well, you don't like most of my ideas.
That's a good point too.
But we won't go there.
So okay, well, let me make a prediction and get off the phone.
Okay.
who do the Broncos play anyway?
The Steelers, Pittsburgh.
The Steelers.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger,
and they're playing here in Denver.
I'm going to call him Roethlisberger. Because that's what he's going to be when he gets the Chubb sandwich.
Ooh.
Whoa, you're scaring me.
Well, you know, when Von Miller and Chubb both get a sack at the same time, they sandwich the guy, and it's called a Chubb sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
So, okay, so my prediction is, Broncos 22, Steelers 14.
Oh, okay. Do you know you and I were the only two last week who picked the Broncos, and I won. I beat you.
You did? Well,
yeah.
That's not unusual as well. No big news there.
You're a wise man and humble.
I'll get off the phone and let some of your other fans call.
Okay, thanks for calling, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay, I'll see you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, Jake is doing a show tomorrow. He's
subbing. Oh, is he?
Yeah, and I think he's planning to play Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, well, Jake and I used to do shows on Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And one year, we actually brought a turkey in, and we explained how to carve a turkey.
Do you remember that? That was pretty amusing.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Did you record that? Do you have that in the Janerator archive?
I don't know. Jake used to record the shows, so he may have that.
Huh.
That was a long time ago.
That was. That was back when you did the Freebox report.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. The heyday of the Jake and Jane show.
Yeah.
Yeah. The good old days.
The good old days. 963-2976. If you want to give us your score or talk about the Broncos or another team, Kansas City, Patrick Cajones, the Rams, quarterback, whatever. 963-2976.
You know, playing at StubHub in Carson for the Chargers.
Right.
I don't think the Chargers have developed their L.A. fan base because it was pretty much half and half Chargers-Broncos fans.
I know.
In that stadium.
I know.
So it was almost like a home game away from home.
Exactly. I think that the Rams have stolen, you know, they have the L.A. fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't think the Chargers, maybe they'll, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll garner some fans.
San Diego deserves that franchise. You know, they've been there since the beginning.
I know. Why did they move anyway?
Because the city of San Diego wouldn't give the owner concessions to build a new stadium. I think that's the reason why.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Well, it sucks maybe for Chargers fans, but you know, you could make a good argument for cities not funding the pockets of rich people who own football teams.
Yeah, right? That's true too.
Pretty much.
Yeah. 963-2976. If you want to babble or give us your bet, we have 10 more minutes.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
What?
We got interrupted by a phone call. You remember how Philip Rivers called out Chris Harris at the line of scrimmage. I was reading this in the Denver Post.
No.
And
what did he do?
Saying, "I'm going to throw at you," right?
I don't remember. I don't know if
the TV cameras picked this up, but according to the article I read, Chris was looking around at the rest of his teammates and going, "Did he just call me out right there in front of everybody?"
What did he say?
He said, "I'm throwing at you."
Philip really?
Rivers said that to Chris. And so, you know, he did. I don't think he allowed a touchdown. I could be wrong about that. He allowed a couple of long gains because he was up against the Keenan Allen, the great receiver
for
the Chargers.
Oh, right, 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 right.
Yeah. But anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's so wise to call out somebody like that.
No, it's not.
But, you know. Philip Rivers ain't the sharpest tool in the box.
No, he's not.
He's not.
Okay, I just got a text.
Oh, we have a call.
Oh, we have another call.
We'll talk about the text in a minute.
Okay.
Caller, you're on Bronco Babble. Hello, happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Who is this?
It's Mike from the Frozen North.
Hi, Mike from the Frozen North.
How are you?
I'm well.
All right.
I'm listening to this.
You are?
He's calling from Vancouver. He's listening to Bronco Talk.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mike, who was here the other... You were here last week.
A few weeks ago.
A few weeks ago.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
How are you doing?
The one and the same.
Yeah. You were afraid to talk on the radio.
I was.
On the air. So we talked for you.
Kind of, yeah.
Jade's really good at that.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, 17-14 Broncos.
Okay.
Tough losses in the past. Better team than the record reflects. And what kind of a coach is that Vance Joseph?
Not a good one.
That's the consensus, come on now. But I'm not so sure, Jane. I'm starting to have second thoughts about that.
Why?
Well, because maybe he's just getting a bad rap. Maybe things are sort of, I mean, a coach can't control everything.
I know, but he's not creative. He's not creative with his plays. I mean, he doesn't do anything different to, except this last game.
Does he have the skill set to be creative like Kansas City or the Rams?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. So why should he be our coach if he doesn't have that skill set?
No, not him. The players.
Oh, the players.
Player skill set.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, okay.
Well, some of them.
I mean, great game to watch the other night, but my God, was the defense on either team on the field that
Well,
game?
The defense has actually scored a few touchdowns on both teams.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So they showed up a little bit, but pretty much they rolled over for those two QBs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fun game to watch.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think it's going to be I don't think they're going to be in the Super Bowl because I think a really good defense is going to shut down one of those teams.
Well, that's what happened to us when we lost to the Seahawks. That was the year that we had the best offense.
Right.
With Peyton Manning, and the Seattle had the best defense, and everybody said, oh, offense always trumps defense. Wrong!
But when we had the best defense, we were in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So
that you have to have a good defense.
Yeah, you have to have a good defense, which is why we shouldn't trade Von Miller right now.
Good point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a franchise quarterback for Von Miller. He's a declining asset. He's a wonderful player, but
that's a good point.
Only a foolish team like the Cleveland Browns would do that deal.
Yeah, well, they're stocking up draft choices. Pretty soon, the Cleveland Browns will be unstoppable. Or maybe not pretty soon, but sometime.
Plus, you know what?
What?
Trading Von Miller for a high draft pick to get your so-called franchise quarterback, that's so risky. I mean, yeah, I don't know what the stats are, but
it's a silly idea. And the guy that suggested it, he doesn't know anything about football. So you have to disregard anything he says.
We better put that
kidding.
To bed right now.
Yeah, I'm teasing. Just kidding, Jake. You know what? We don't have much time.
Yeah, Mike, yeah. I think we have to go, but it's wonderful to hear from you. And
yeah,
thanks for
calling.
Thanks for your
You're
insight.
Welcome. Good hearing from the both of you. And, Luke, I'll send you an email shortly.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Ciao, baby.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I am going to guess a Broncos victory because it's at Mile High. And because they're coming off an emotional win that they deserved and needed. And so I'm going to guess, I think it's going to be close again, 24-21 Broncos.
Okay.
And you said you got a text?
Well, I did get a text. I just got another text. Felix says, but Sarah has not called in, so I don't know what Sarah's guess is. But Felix's guess is Steelers 21, Broncos 14. And then I just got another text from Lisa, who says 28-24 Broncos.
What do you say?
Well, you give us your bet first.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
What
24-21 Broncos.
Wasn't that?
And
no.
We've got about a minute.
Okay. My 28-32 Broncos.
So 32 for the Broncos, 28
for the
Steelers. Wow.
Now, Sarah, I did not get your guess here, just Felix's. So, here she's texting me right now.
Make it snappy.
Hurry up, Sarah. You have like 30 seconds.
Yep.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do.
Here she goes. Oh, she goes, I say Steelers. No, I can't decide. I have to channel. This is what she's texting me right now. You better hurry.
I guess we'll have to take that score off the air, but that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll take it. Oh, here it comes. It's coming in. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned for Bronco Babble next week.
We'll be here. All right.
Thanks for
Jane.
Listening. Thanks,
that was
Luke.
Great.
Okay, bye.